an AppleViz original.
Well, you know what? Let's find out here. Let's get my.
Which number would you like to use for this person? Talk to this person every single day. Stop asking me that question. We are getting
an exclusive answer now from Mr. Thomas Domville.
Do you want number one or number two? The TSA doesn't have time for you, man. It's like, I see your ID, I see your mask, now move. They want you to move, and I don't have time to put anything back, so I could just go, beep, beep. All right, here we go. I don't know.
You come up with the most ridiculous sounds I've ever heard.
It has come with sound effects. My mom has referred to me as a special K. No, the special effects kid. Yes. Besides my special K, the sound effect man. I always did sound effects all my life. So, beep, beep,
yep. And beep, it shows. Beep, 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 beep. Excuse me for a minute, guys. I have to go. My TV's here, so. Hey.
There he goes.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Hey there, and welcome to AppleViz Unleashed for June 2021. My name is Thomas Domba. I'm also known as Anonymous, along with my guys here. Hello, kiddos. We got Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. How are you guys doing for June?
It's hot.
Who's
summer?
I knew this girl named June once. Oh, boy, never mind. Hi, everybody. Randy Rusnak here. How are you all?
You're right, Mike. It is hot. Man, I heard you in your west part of the states is hot. I mean, hot.
Yeah, I mean, it's only supposed to get to 99 today, but we've seen some 105s on the horizon.
We're 70.
My parents that lived down in New Mexico, I talked to them a little while ago today, and it was, I think it was about the same, about 70 down there. I'm like, what about you guys? Like, it's 87 right now.
So where are your parents?
Albuquerque.
Man, you think it'd be hot down there, like hot.
Not right now.
We're up near the Canadian border there, you know, and it's like 70. It's a rain and 70. And I was out waiting for my new TV to get here, and they said it'd be here anytime soon, so I waited and got wet.
Oh, did somebody take advantage of the prime time?
Yes, he did.
You did? So you did get your Amazon TV?
I got a really good deal on $300 for a 50-inch TV.
Very nice. 4K, the whole nine yards?
Yep.
HDR?
Yes, to plug into my Sonos soundbar. And the reason I had a Sony before, for anybody who cares, and so that is going to be delegated to somebody else. And I love Fire TV because it's just so darn accessible. But first, let's get into the podcast. Nobody cares what I do.
Now, some of you are probably asking, hey, what happened to Unleashed last month? I tell you, we had some technical difficulties, and I apologize. It is what it is, and we just got to move on. So here we are in June. So really,
we're going to double speed this. So anyway, how are you guys doing? Are you doing okay? Okay, I've been fine. Okay, good.
It's a bonus month. You got two in one month. Yeah. You know, last month with my birthday, and my son got me a second AirTag, guys. And this was cute, though, because my son says, oh, you'll love this one, Dad. I said, well, it feels like the other one. He goes, no. Can you feel the itch? And I said, no, I really don't. And he says, fine, Dad. It says Tom on it, and the O is a poop emoji on it. I said, son, I love you so much. That is
awesome. You know, that's funny because you were talking about that. I thought the first thing you said was AirTag. I thought you said somebody's going to give you an air biscuit.
No.
Let's call this one air biscuits.
So I got a keychain for it for $3.99 from Amazon. So I got a little keychain that holds all my smart drives because I always keep losing my thumb drives that my clients forget about it. Now I know where it's at.
Good. That's good.
All right, kiddos. Let's just jump into some. We're going to be mixing up some news from last month, this month kind of thing. But in this month's news, we had some WWDC thing kind of came along. But before that or during that, we had the Apple Design Award that came up. And I took interest in this a lot because usually before I was like, eh, yeah, and that's kind of cool. And they recognize apps that are accessible and all that. But for some reason, this one was really cool because some of the people that were up to run won. Like Be My Eyes, I was like, whoa, they actually gave award. I was like stunned because I was so happy that they finally took some of the things that we took advantage of so much and they actually recognized that. And so Be My Eyes was one of the finalists. That was in the social impact category section. And the other one, I said this definitely deserves it, was the Voice Dream Reader.
Oh, yeah.
The other finalist was not the winner, but I was glad to see was Blind Drive. They actually made it in.
That's something else, isn't it? I guess people like a little game with their swearing, apparently.
Well, it was up in the innovation category, and I was like, huh. I said, all right, so it wasn't just us that totally love it, even though morally it was wrong to play, but it was so damn fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree with you.
Oh, man. But speaking of WWDC, so it has come and gone, and we have done a pretty good summary in-depth of what came out of WWDC. So if you're interested in that, listen to the last Apple Viz Extra with Dave Nason, myself, and Tyler Steven. So I got to ask you guys now, you probably have been reading a lot of articles and stuff since then regarding new things in iOS 15 and whatever. What came out of the features that kind of made you go, oh, that's kind of interesting, or not so interesting?
I'm actually really excited about the whole audio thing that they're going to be doing. The 3D audio and the lossless, that kind of stuff, just because, I mean, when I'm not here with all my children and can actually put both headphones in and focus on that kind of stuff, I'm really excited to see what people can do with that. So that one I feel like is, they're opening a door to some really potential, like, creative people to take that and do some really neat things with it.
I'm the same.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt, and we'll be diving into that spatial audio with Dolby Atmos, I think, that you're talking about, and some of the new features in iOS 15 that takes advantage of the spatialize option, and I'll explain that in a bit, too. But you know what I came out of it was I really like this focus thing where the notifications, so you can put it in different mode, so like do not disturb. I'm able to select certain apps, certain people that can get through. That's it. That's the only notification I get. And then when I'm at work, I can set it to. I'm really starting to like that a lot. I really love this new focus. I didn't think I would use it as much, but man, I've been wrong about that. And I'm so glad about it. So that new focus thing is kind of cool. And and I was thinking about you, Mr. Randy, the Siri. I kid you not. I don't know what they did to this, but the response is instantaneous. So I'll ask Siri, hey, how you doing? Hello. Wow. Open this. And it's like, it does it instantaneously. It's like, wow.
That's exciting.
It's not going to have your voice behind it, is it? I hope not. Hey, Siri, did it.
That's what it does to me sometimes. Like, did it. I'm not going to listen to you now.
I still love when you go through my AirPod Max. I still love it when it's like, hoy, Siri. Mm-hmm. I still like it. Maybe I just like to be tortured. Maybe I like the sound of a pretty voice or something. But.
It's just a lot faster response, which I really like. So they took that pause out, that awkward pause. It's like, did she hear me? Hello? And took that out, and I really liked instantaneous.
Do you think that's because it doesn't have to query a server?
Yeah, it's apparently it uses your phone to interpret your voice. And then if it needs to pull the information from the internet, then it will do so. So, yes, the Siri response is better and faster because it doesn't have to go through the server, which I didn't realize it all this time. It's been going back and forth through the server. And I was like, no wonder it's taking forever sometimes.
Now, is it generally faster, like, if you query it to do something for you, like text, blah, blah, blah? Is it more immediate, too?
Not really. Some things are much faster. Some things aren't.
That answer.
I hate to tell you that. You still you have to retrieve. Well, you know what? Let's find out here. Let's get my. I just want mine
to stop asking you which number would you like to use for this person. Talk to this person.
I know,
like every single day. Stop asking me that question. You should know by now.
We are getting an exclusive answer now from Mr. Thomas Downville.
Do you want number one or number two? so find out. Text Randy Resnick iPhone.
It looks like your iPhone is offline at the moment.
That's pretty quick.
That was fast.
It really is. It couldn't find me either.
It was offline, but I wanted to see what the response was. So it's quick. I'm really excited about this driver's license and state ID being in the wallet. If my state supports this, I am all for this. I am flying all the time. You know how big of a pain in the butt it is to get my wallet out, show my ID, and then put it back in, pull down my mask. They have to see me, and then I have to get all my stuff together. And it's like the TSA doesn't have time for you, man. It's like I see your ID, I see your mask, now move. They want you to move, and I don't have time to put anything back, so I could just go, beep, beep. All right, here we go. I don't know.
You come up with the most ridiculous sounds I've ever heard.
it has come with sound effects. My mom has referred to me as the special effects kid. Yes, besides my special K, the sound effect man. I always did sound effects all my life. So, beep, beep, yep,
and it shows. Beep, 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 beep.
But starting next month, like I did last year for the month of July and August, I will be covering most of the iOS 15 features you can expect. And we'll be going through it one by one, and I'll see what you guys think of. And there'll be some new stuff that, in terms of accessibility and voiceover stuff, I'll be covering, which I think some of you will be excited about. And my most favorite right now, I can reveal, is my AirTag. You know, the AirTag that I got. Now, I got two of them, right? Well, it has a separation alert. I was like, yes, finally, it's got a separation alert. Meaning that as soon as I leave a place, and if it's left behind, I'll just go, ding, ding. You left here, and I'll say, hey, yeah, it's a special fetch me in there, man. But it'll say, Thomas Keys was left behind at such and such. I said, oh my God, this is what I've been wanting all this time. And so
that's nice.
Yes. So if you put it on a cane or whatever, it'll say you left your cane
behind. That's what happens when you're over 40. Pretty soon you're going to need an AirTag or some kind of tag to find your tag.
Hey, half full of years and I'll be there. So I'm just planning from the future. I like it.
Well, I have threatened my wife, you know. Have you ever... Now, you guys probably have been in my shoes. So, here I am at Disney World one time, Magic Kingdom. I got shuffled in this huge, massive crowd of people, and then I got separated. So, what I do is, you know how you say when you get on fire, what you do is you duck, roll, you know? But my philosophy when I get separated, stop still, don't move. And... Yeah. And that way, I could put the AirTag on my chest or something, and then my wife will get the ding ding. You left Thomas behind.
you left your husband.
Oh, because she does not realize I am separate. She just got her mind on other things. And of course, the phone is one of those priorities. If she hears a ding, oh, look, I got a text. But, you know, look, my husband's, I don't know where he is.
I was in a grocery store with my daughter-in-law. And so I was sending a text to somebody, and she left me there. That rolled away a long way away, you know. And she was talking to her kid, and blah, I could hear way in the background. I stood there and laughed. I couldn't do anything. That was the sound of her AirTag. It's me laughing. I was way off in the distance. All she could hear was. She said, You know, if you didn't laugh so much, I would never be able to find you. But you have such a crazy laugh that I can pick it up anywhere. And I said, well, I was half insane because I said, you're never coming back, are you? I yelled kind of out in the store, and everybody started laughing in the store. It's like, well, they didn't offer to help. They just laughed at me standing there.
Oh, it's so frustrating. But I thought, well, maybe I should get one for my wife for that case. You know, when I get separated. You left your husband behind.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought that was so. Now, Mike, you were talking about, okay, so let's dive into this Apple Music stuff. And back in May, Apple announced that they will be releasing Lossless Plus Spatial Audio with Dolby Atmos. And, you know, it's kind of funny because, I mean, when they made that announcement, like the week before that, Spotify announced they were doing Lossless as well, but it'll be a premium price. And it was pretty expensive. And here comes Apple a week later, says, oh, yeah, we're doing Lossless too, but it's going to be free.
Free. I swear it's because of that, by the way.
I was like, yep. What? But, you know, at first I thought spatial audio with Dolby Atmos. I was thinking, why in God's name would you want spatial audio with Dolby Atmos on music? You know, at first I thought, I don't think I'm going to like this. And I thought,
boy, were we wrong.
Man, so I kind of text Randy. I said, all right, Randy, get your Macs on.
I did too.
And I linked him to a introduction to spatial audio with Dolby Atmos. And it was mind-blowing.
It's a good thing there weren't flies in the room at the time, because all I was doing was my mouth was hanging wide open. It looks so ridiculous. It's like, do you like it? Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was like, so this demonstration, and I did a podcast on this, so if you heard that one, you'll know what I'm talking. So we took a song that went from mono to stereo to Dolby Atmos, and it was like, whoa. And I was like, now I know this is kind of funny because I talked to my son. He's really into music a lot. And some of his friends and some of the audiophiles I know out there are like slamming it. They're like, this sucks. I don't like this at all. And, you know, I'm sure they said that when it went to stereo. So who knows? But anywho, is Dolby Atmos, Mike? It is amazing.
I came from a time period, guys, that when stereo was first introduced, I shouldn't say that because it was introduced in 1936, actually. So let me say regularly produced. And I can remember sitting with my friends on the couch and going, oh, my God, this is stereo. So we'd hear ping pongs and bowling alleys and roller coasters and things, and we were just, like, in awe. So next comes this generation of sounds, and I'm doing it. Thank goodness I've lived long enough to see this iteration of mind-boggling audio.
Yeah, I hope it's around to stay. I mean, a lot of us are probably familiar with Dolby Atmos in the theater or home stereo because, you know, it allows us to hear sounds from
all over.
From all over without having additional speakers, you know, back in the days.
Yeah, but having said that, were you around in 1977? I mean, I know you were.
Yeah, I was a kid. I was like 10. But
the first movie... I graduated high school long before that. But anyway, so Alien was my first surround sound movie. I mean, total surround sound. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Alien in the theater before.
I was on 10, man. I was rated R, so I couldn't go.
Gosh. The back left was the total ship, and that was all. That was it. And I was like right in the middle, and I came out of there, and I was scared. I was scared because of the sound.
Wow. Yeah, it was just so phenomenal. And as far as back now, let's hope that the sticks. And my understanding is that, you know, Dolby Atmos is not only in theaters, but I heard Tidal picked up Dolby Atmos for their music. And I was like, all this is starting to begin. If other people start to pick up on it, I hope. And I cross my finger that Spotify will pick up on it, because I want this to take off. And the only way for this to take off, if we get lots of platform to start taking this on. So I really hope it doesn't die just with the Apple Music, because right now there's only a handful. Yeah, there may be hundreds of songs and albums that may have it, but that's not very many when you consider what's in the total collection. Now, Mike, are you still on Spotify?
Well, technically I have them both, and I'm glad that I have them both, because in the new place here, we've got all the Echoes hooked up again.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I had linked them, like I hooked my Spotify to it, and then I was listening to Last Podcast on the Left, and my daughter went in her room and started playing some music. And my headphones just switched. And I was like, what the heck? What is this song? So I could pull my phone out, push play on my podcast again. And then she came walking in like 10 seconds later. She's like, Dad, there's something weird going on with the echo. And I was like, oh, what's the matter, kiddo? Show what happened. So we walk in there and she's like, oh, you know, told it to play. And it was my podcast. And I was like, oh, apparently for whatever reason, it'll only play separate. I mean, it won't play anything separate. So all three echo devices.
Oh, so you had to subscribe again, right? Oh, okay.
I have a subscription to both already, because the kids on all of their, they all have an iPod, and their iPods all have Apple Music, and that's where all of their stuff lives. And so I just went back in the app and hooked up all the Echoes to the Apple Music and used Spotify myself.
How interesting. So you can only have one instance of Spotify going on with the Echoes? Is that
apparently,
what's going on?
Yeah. Because I opened it on my phone, and it was like, you're listening on, you know, such and such named device. Like,
so you are—you have two subscriptions going. That's quite a bit of cash, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the recent changes in my life overall have saved me a lot of cash. So
I get it. So let's spend it now. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought a Roomba too.
Whoa! Really, yeah.
The i7.
Oh,
the
cool.
iSeries, the 7.
I've got the 980, which isn't, you know, it's an antique compared to yours.
Yeah, I know why you bought that Roomba. It's not just for vacuuming. You probably have it bring in your drinks and everything on top of it. Hey, here's your drink, sir.
There's been so many things. I'm like, if only you could do this too. It's so nice. Sweeping this place is a nightmare, because like everything with the bedrooms is like hard floors. So trying to sweep it, stuff is going everywhere, and I'm like, this is a nightmare. I'm buying a freaking vacuum. So now Rhonda the Roomba takes care of business.
Well, I'm so glad you got a Roomba. And
me
you
too.
Got, well, you know, I was hoping, well, you know, I was thinking, because, you know, some like Spotify a lot. And so the iOS 15 feature I was talking about was they're coming out with this called the spatialized stereo option, which means that you can take YouTube or you can take Spotify and put the spatial audio effect on it. So it gets you kind of a 3D-like. It's not the same as Dolby Atmos, but it kind of gives you a little bit better experience than what you do already with the stereo. So that option was kind of a cool thing you can expect with the upcoming iOS 15. But
cool.
Now let's talk about this lossless. Now, I was just baffled, okay? Because I'm all for lossless. Don't get me wrong. I love that Apple gave us lossless for free for Apple Music subscribers. But what I didn't like was the fact, okay, well, I'm excited to try this. And then they say, oh, by the way, it doesn't work on the AirPod Pros or the AirPod Max. I was like, say what? Yeah, it doesn't do lossless on that because, well, we do our special compression and it's using special Bluetooth, AC1. So check this out, Mike. So they come out with lossless. Doesn't work for AirPod Pro, AirPod Max, nor does it work for my HomePod Mini. Fortunately, there's rumors that they have a firmware update for the HomePod Mini family that will get lossless, but no news for the AirPod Pros and Max. And, you know, this is what I don't get, Mike, is that this is a company that wants to go portless. You know, they don't want any more ports. And I'm like, so you want to do lossless, but we got to have a dongle on the bottom to be able to hook up to other headphones like Bose or Sony to get lossless. Because even if I use the plug that I bought for $35, I can go into my iPhone port it's still not lossless. I was like, sheesh.
Yeah. It's confusing. They're rolling out something that very soon is going to be obsolete, especially if the whole no port thing happens. I don't understand. Maybe it was just like a thing, like, let's just try this and see what happens. Nobody's really into it. All right, whatever.
Well, and what it just baffles me to death is that I thought I read some articles that they were talking about, in the future releasing some new AirPods, right? And guess one of those new features the AirPods have? Supports lossless.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, oh, no, wait a minute, man. I just bought these packs. Right? You better.
That's the thing. Yeah, like mine still work great. And yeah, that would definitely not be a way to motivate me to buy new products. So
let's
part
work.
Of me thinks that they're just, yeah, like, hey, this is a way to sell new headphones. But how many people are going to go and buy new headphones just for that? Probably not.
Exactly.
That many.
But, you know, and I'm one of those that I really can't tell the difference between the lossless and they already have a 256 compression on this. And so it's really good sound. So unless you got some high-end stereo system or you got some really good ears, I suppose. But
right.
I would think general users would not be able to tell the difference. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I think you're right.
Could you tell the difference between lossless and say, if I were to compare these two, 256 and 320, could you hear the difference?
Well, here's my take on it. Now, I was listening to some blues tunes from 1950 from a guy by the name of Big Bill Brunsey, and they did a special Holland concert. And to me, it sounded great. There was absolutely no hiss. They cleaned it up and everything, and I thought, man, this is really great audio, although it's mono. So I would say I'd say no, because I think I have good ears, but let's face it, when you get older, you just don't hear as well as you used to. And I think that the highs are – I'm probably not hearing the way like a 20-year-old would hear.
Right. You know, I think we talked about that before. I think Mike and I talked about how I took my son to Sonic over here one time. So it was a kind of a outside drive-in burger joint here in the States.
Sure.
And one of the things they had was one of the problems they were having, kids loitering around. So they were emitting this really high frequency.
No kidding.
I could not hear it. My son says, "What is that sound?" I said, "What sound? I don't hear anything." And they were emitting this sound to try to eliminate the kids loitering around. But
That's cool.
The older people couldn't hear what the hell they were talking about. I was this is really neat.
My chicken sandwich.
But I think Mike and I were talking about that.
I never heard that one before. But what I was playing with this app called Dog Whistle. And this was maybe 10 years ago. And at the time, other people living here it's maybe 21 or 20, and I was adjusting the frequency. I couldn't hear it anymore. Kid walked into the house and he goes, "What is that horrible sound?" I couldn't hear it. Couldn't hear it either.
See, Mike probably could hear it.
I don't know anymore. Definitely not the left side, because getting blown up has some side effects that. I had to get my eardrum replaced and all that kind of fun stuff, so I'm not.
Yeah, that might cause a little difference.
I think I'm below the average. Okay. 33-year-olds.
okay. You
so I'm serious. Did they repair it with like a man-made membrane?
No, they took. I'm trying
out of
to remember.
A dead body or what?
No, they just took a piece of my flesh from somewhere else. I'm trying to remember, because I know they tried to rebuild like the inside of my eyelids with like tissue out of my mouth, because it's the same.
Jeez.
I still have scars like inside my mouth where they would like the size of a stamp. They just go in there and hack off a little section like that, and then put me under and try to rebuild. It was something kind of like that. They just cut like along the back of if you stuck a knife like right next to your skull and the top of your ear where it connects to your head and slid it around the back. I just opened it from the back there and took a little piece of tissue and just laid it there on top, just grafted it in there, And it just sort of grew back over
That's amazing.
Over the hole.
Well, yeah, I shouldn't laugh about it, but, you know, it's just, yeah, that's what a horrible experience you had to go through. But, yes, that would put you in the category with us that we can't hear squat.
Hey, I can tell you, though, the kidney stones were worse. I'd rather get blown up again than have kidney stones.
That's the worst, what I've heard.
Yeah, I can join in that department with you. That's not much fun.
Yeah. At least you get a cool story out of being blown up. Nobody cares about your kidney stone story.
That's true. That's true. Even yeah, I totally agree with you on that. So now we are now in the process of going through iOS 14.7. It's in the beta for quite some time. There's not a whole lot in here I wish I could share with you guys. There's just a few things that I think is just kind of a features.
I feel sorry for you, for the audience, because as soon as this podcast is done, I'll be done. I'll be learning some more information, and you guys won't.
You and your YouTubes, right? But if you are interested in air quality kind of thing in other countries, that'll be coming towards you. I guess it's only in certain countries now. And this one really is not going to affect me. I know that a lot of people like this is setting multiple timers on your HomePod, but now you can be able to do in your home app. Okay, so why would I need that in my home app if I could just ask the HomePod to do the same thing? Am I missing something?
No, I don't think so. If I can do, especially when it comes to like cooking, things like that, the more I can just do with my voice without having to use my hands for anything,
yeah,
I'm going to do that.
So I'm thinking, well, I'll just do that in the HomePod. I mean,
yeah.
I do it on my phone, on my A-Lady or whatever.
You know
what I mean, right?
Yeah, like, I do.
Set an egg timer for 3 minutes. Okay. And then she'll say something like, did I get that right?
What?
Yes, you did, but please alert me. Just don't try to be friendly to me. Just do it. That's what I say to everybody.
Oh, God. So now you'll be able to set multiple timers with your HomePod on your home app. Oh, thrilling. So there are some features in there, just small stuff. There's nothing real exciting. But anywho, you should be getting that sometime. I would like to know if that's going to be coming out next month or whatever. Have no clue. Let's talk about this upcoming Apple Watch 7 series. All right, so why I'm sighing? There's a reason I'm sighing. There has been a lot of confusion and mixed information about this, because earlier, a couple months back, I think we were talking about how we were excited about this glucose monitoring coming to the 7. But let me just go ahead and tell you about some of the new things that they are going to add with it. And one of those is that they're going with the flat edge approach. So obviously, you know, that we've gone that with the iPhone, the iPads. Now it seems like the iWatch, or I say it's Apple Watch. It's not even iWatch. I don't know why I keep calling it iWatch, but it's Apple Watch now has flat edges. Will become with flat edges. That makes sense. And obviously, they'll have faster processor, improved displays, improved wireless, ultra wideband. Right? But what I'm now reading, and we were so excited about this glucose monitoring feature coming up on this version, it now sounds like it's not coming in this version at all, not until next year. So I was totally bummed.
Oh, man.
I was really looking forward to it. I even told you, I said, man, I am going to buy that the day it comes out for that feature.
Well, if that's true, then I'm keeping my stuff for another year.
Yeah. You know, Jamie Pauls, a lot of you probably remember Jamie. He did a tweet reply. He says, well, that makes my decision that I'm just going to stick with what I am now. And I was like, yeah, I mean, you might as well just don't even. I'd be curious what's in this version that you have to have. I mean, I can't think of anything. It doesn't have anything big in it. It's just going to be a big letdown. But apparently the glucose is not going to be here until next year, along with, we talked about the rugged version, the Explorer version for outdoorsy people. Yeah. That's going to be out next year.
But there's one feature in it that I think you probably missed, though.
What's that?
It's got that special feature on it. Like, if kids are bothering you, you activate it, and it emits a high-pitched tone.
I would buy one for that.
Gets rid of all the kids in your neighborhood.
Hey, that's...
I love that.
People are saying, really? Randy said so, so it's got to be true.
It's not a dog whistle. It's a kid's whistle.
Yeah.
It's like,
we are kidding, by the way.
We are? I was so excited about that.
I know. I was just thinking I could have this pool here to myself. I'll just go down there 10 minutes before and then just sit there with that thing running and then have the kids come out a little bit later and shut it off.
That's a good idea. They'll just evacuate the pool.
Yeah.
My sides hurt now. Oh, man.
And that's also the case for the, you know, the entry level, the SE. Apparently, there's not going to be one for this year, not until next year. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, geez, I don't know. A lot of this is just speculation and stuff, but this is from some reliable leakers that this stuff won't be on until next year.
Speaking of leakers, did you hear that they were going to start going after these leakers? Seriously, they're really set to crack down.
We talked about that a couple of months, how they were cracking down, and there was just the newest one I just heard recently that some of the really, really good active leakers out in China, which gets news before they even start production, put a, what do you call that,
cease and desist.
Mm-hmm. So be quiet or we'll sue you kind of a thing. So I think our information is just going to go down and down and down. We're just going to be more speculating on things. But yeah, I was surprised how they're starting to crack down on that.
People are going to have to start paying a premium for that information. Like, hey, if I'm going to put myself at risk to tell these secrets, I want six figures up.
That's true, Mike. I mean, they do sell information and leak it to journalists.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't reveal their sources. I wonder if that would be the same.
Well, I subscribed to this person named, it's called Front Page Tech. And he admits that, you know, him being a leaker, they'd be after him, too. And, boy, he leaks a lot of information.
Now, you wonder what's we're going to get for the next couple months, if nothing. Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, it was already bad enough before iOS 15 came out. We absolutely knew nothing. And guess what? We really did not know a lot of these things. So I guess it's good that we're hearing some of the things about the watch coming up, but that's pretty much all we're going to get. But so no glucose monitoring. However, they're also talking about maybe blood pressure monitoring. I thought, now that would be cool.
That's not going to happen. If glucose meter reading isn't happening, neither is blood pressure, I'm sure.
Apparently, the technology is there. The company that they're working out of England, United Kingdom, there is a company that is able to successfully do this. They're just trying to figure out how to put it on a watch in a small factor. So it sounds like the technology is there for those two, along with... I know this is wrong, but I don't know why I keep thinking of you, Randy, when I think of this, but you can get the blood alcohol monitoring on that. That'll be interesting, so you can check that.
And now a special word from our broadcasting sponsor.
That's our new requirement before we do this podcast. Everybody has to pass.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I think that would be beneficial. Now, honestly, all these things is out already by this company. And the last one is body temperature. I thought...
Well, that would be cool. I didn't hear about that one.
Body temperature would be absolutely fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That way I can see if I'm running a fever or not. There's a lot of possibility in an upcoming future Apple Watch. Those I'm going to wait for. If those are coming out in later version, I will definitely have to wait. I mean, too. I'm not going to complain. I got a fifth Series 5, so it does really well for me.
I have a 6, and I'm not switching then.
That's right. You do have – so you check your blood oxygen level then a lot?
Yeah, and I almost see no sense in it because mine runs a 98, 97 all the time. So I'm good.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point is that you have alert in case you did for some reason go below that. I mean, that's kind of a comfort feeling. Mm-hmm. Do you still have your Apple Watch, Mr. Mike?
You know,
Did you give that up?
No, it's somewhere around here.
Somewhere. It's not on your wrist.
It's not on me, no. Not lately. Yeah. But it's definitely... I know when I was unpacking boxes when I first got
it's
in
under
here,
his I-7.
Yeah, I can say, look into your little lint bin, lint bin of your Roomba. It's in there.
Maybe she ate it.
Oh, look what Roomba found.
I need an alert for that. That's like what I need to teach those devices when they, hey, I just ate a Lego. Do you want it back?
It's like a cat. You know, I used to have this cat that would steal all the stuff, and I didn't know he was stealing it. I was like, where does this go? I mean, it's just little weird things, little trinkets here and there, and it kept disappearing. And then one day we moved, and I moved a couch or something, and then this treasure trove of all my stuff and my wives and my kids. I was like, what in the? And I said, oh my God, my cat put all his treasure in the spot. And there was stuff I needed like months ago. And I was like, oh, that little stinker.
That's
hilarious. So Roomba is kind of like the same thing. I'll just run over and suck up anything it will.
Stash it. I tell you what, though, it's been a great motivator for my kids to keep it clean. Because I tell them every morning, like, hey, make sure you make your beds, put your clothes away, pick up all your stuff, because Rhonda's going to come out, she's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So you run around and clean.
You named yours too. I named mine after my dad.
Mine
I mean,
is
part of the setup process is what would you like to name it?
Mm-hmm. I named mine Ruby.
Yeah.
I named mine Ronnie.
Isn't that funny how we name our appliances like that? Ruby is my Roomba. My wash and dryer is Lily and Levi.
So. My air fryer is Freddy.
Freddy the fryer.
Oh,
that's funny. Exactly.
That's awesome. Another news about the watch is it's going to come with a new color, green. Green is in this year, guys. I don't know what it is. They come out with the new iPhone 12 with a new green color, so now they're going to be coming out with a watch green color. And I think the new Max comes in green, too. I don't know if I would get green, but I don't know. I might. I like colorful things.
Yeah, especially jokes. off color. I'm not sure.
You know, I had this discussion with somebody on Clubhouse about colors, and they're like, well, I'm blind. I really don't care what color it is. And I was like, yeah, I get that, but I care about my colors because, I don't know, it's just you want to make appearance.
You had good vision sometime, didn't you?
I did, but, you know, you want to make sure you look somewhat decent. You don't want to go around with an orange watch and a yellow shirt and a blue pants. Got to at least be color coordinated a little bit.
That's
come
why
on.
Most of my wardrobe is just blacks and grays. So then, luckily, that was how it was before I went blind anyway. So I didn't have to really change a whole lot. I couldn't even tell you what color my phone is. I just like, why don't I just pick one?
Well, you were in the military, so everything was just green and brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just went black and gray.
It makes life easy. We just have to think about, we just wake up in the morning and grab the first thing, because it does matter. You just get dressed and go.
Black underwear, black socks, black shoes, black shirt, black shorts. There you go. Okay, put gray shorts. It'll mix it up just a little bit.
Black and gray. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it goes with everything. This is going to be the 20th anniversary for the iPod, guys, 20 years ago. Oh my gosh, I remember my what was the first thing I got? That little Nano. Remember the little Nano with the spin wheel? You go that little clicking thing.
Yep.
We have to call this sound effects cast or something.
See, he's making fun of me, Mike. Don't you remember the little click?
Oh, yeah.
It was a click wheel.
We had the one that had system sounds on it. You know, the system voices?
Yeah.
And there was a jog wheel that went...
Oh, man. So, yeah, my Nano was my first one. But anyway, they think I have heard that they're going to be coming out with an iPod Touch in celebration of the 20th anniversary. So, they'll be the 8th generation. Not a lot of information about it in terms of what come with, you know, Face ID. I seriously doubt it. Probably still do Touch ID. There isn't much known about the specs and things. So, you know as much as we do. And it's going to be here in the fall along with the iPhones. All right, so more upcoming news in the iPhone 13, which I think is going to be 12S. You guys,
me too. Yeah.
So I saw an article the other day that 70, I can't remember, it was like 74, 76% of the people saying, please don't come out with the iPhone 13. I was like, wow, people really are superstitious about this. And that's why I think they're going to still stick with the 12S. But what I really, 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 and if you can't tell, I'm really, really excited about this. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. All four models, bigger battery capacity. Mm-hmm. Did I hear what they said? Bigger battery, what? Apple?
Yep, but one thing I heard that really annoyed me is that they don't think now that it's going to come out with Touch ID.
What? Mm-hmm. Tell me, I did not hear about that. What's your YouTuber saying about that?
Just what I said. They're going to stick with the Face ID because no information is coming forth. Now, that could be one of two reasons. Either they just don't know because there's nothing leaking. And, of course, it could be with that sonic sensor in the screen or on the power button. But they don't think it's going to happen.
Say it isn't so.
Remember, now, this is only speculation.
Yeah. I take your word.
Don't come after me.
I will, because I really want that.
Well, yeah. All I have to say is if this doesn't happen, but the LiDAR is still in, it looks like all models, but then it might not be. It's such weird things. They don't really – they say, oh, I hate the titles of stuff. You know, Touch ID coming, and then there's a question mark. And, of course, we don't hear that. And so I click on it, and I hear all these bad things, and let's hope it's not true. But if it is, I will not go to a different phone. I don't care what they put on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe you. I don't, but I really do. I don't.
Click, 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 click.
So, no, you know, this is part of this confusing mixed news month. It's like all these things we heard in the first 5 months, all these news are now contradicting that first 5 months. And it makes me wonder, you know, how back in, what was it? Was it in March or February, how we thought there was going to be a keynote and Apple purposely put disinformation out on purpose to confuse people. And I wonder if this isn't the same tactic.
I hope so.
I really want the Touch ID. We've been talking for months that we thought the new 12S would come with the Touch ID along with the Face ID, which would be game changer. But that's what I said about the Watch 7 series. I thought the blood glucose monitoring was going to be there. And look at that. It's not. It's like, wow.
Well, do they know that for sure?
Nobody knows for sure. It's just, like I said, I get two-sided information. Typically, it's like everybody's on the same path. Now I'm getting two paths, just throwing information to each other, this, saying that isn't true, that isn't true. I was like, wow, this is just so confusing.
Hey, that's 2021 for you.
It
there
is.
There are no straight answers for anything anymore. It kind of just fits in with everything else.
But if it does come out with the Touch ID, I'll be excited. But the new battery capacitor size, that is huge to me because, you know, I've been telling you, the 12S, it was not as good as my 10. And I swear by the 10 was a way better and longer battery, and this is a lot less. And those with the Mini really can attest to that. So any battery increase will be huge benefit. I would like that quite a bit. And I think they probably got a lot of complaint about that. Or, God forbid, they introduced some features they had to increase the batteries to make up for this new feature that's going to suck it up.
Yeah, and then this whole terabyte or half a terabyte, they're not really knowing which is which.
Yeah, that's the other news I heard. You know, originally they were going to come out with a terabyte.
Not happening.
Now they're saying it's not. So it's like I am not sure what to believe and what not to believe anymore. It is unbelievable. And there were other information that they were talking about how they thought this year would have buttonless buttons. So the buttons aren't actually physical buttons. But they're kind of like the watch is now. They got that kind of a it feels like a button, but it's not a real button. Mm-hmm. And like the Touch ID went to a physical less home button, but it felt like a home button. It's not. So they're thinking about the side buttons, the volume and the sidebar. Side button would be buttonless, but I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't think that's going to happen this year. I know I think it's going to happen, especially when they're trying to make it more watertight. And I think the only way to make it totally waterproof is to get rid of these buttons and ports. Mm-hmm. But we will see. New changes to Apple TV Plus users. Yes. You know, when I bought my Apple 11, I got this year trial Apple Plus. So I thought I was so excited. And, you know, Apple TV came out and they kept extending the the trial. And it now, it was back in 2019 when I got that. Now it's just starting to expire at the end of this month of June 21. So if you have this TV Plus being free because you bought Apple products, well, it is going to end this month. So just keep an eye out. If you do like that subscription, you're going to have to pay for it now. And not only that, but Apple decided to cut down the year trial down to a 3-month trial. So any new device you get, a new iPhone, you'll get a 3-month subscription trial, but only for 3 months. Wow. I don't know how you guys, you guys are just not Apple TV Plus users at all, right?
I have it from when I bought my phone. Mine runs out in like October, November this year, because I got the year free. But let me think. I watched C. I think that was the only one.
Wow.
You know, and I'm not either.
Man, gosh, there are a lot of good shows on there. I really like them a lot. Mosquito Coast is a good one. Home After Dark was a good one. I just got done watching Ted Lasso is a good one. There are some good stuff on there, but I think what this means is that Apple's starting to finally feel confident that their library is starting to get kind of bulked. And man, they are coming out a bunch of stuff in the next 3 months. A lot of the old shows, like the other ones, with the exception of C, were already into the second season, if not going into the third season. I know C is coming out soon. But anywho, looks like we're going to have to start buying that. I won't have to worry about it because I buy the $20 package, the service bundle pack, the one bundle that comes with music and Apple TV Plus and Apple Arcade and 5 people up to 50 gig iCloud. So it's well worth it. $20 for me. Are you on the bundle package then, Randy?
No, Nope.
So you buy Apple Music.
I buy Apple Music. And,
do you have iCloud?
Yeah, just a gig's worth.
Huh. Okay. All right. Well, there's something to think about. Are you going to stick with yours then, Mike?
My setup is probably, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to keep it because honestly, for the most part, I'm more of a podcast guy than a show movie watcher.
Okay.
In general, every now and then, like, people will talk about something enough. Like, I just watched The Tiger King like last week, and that's been out for a long time. And that's me. I'm like, you know what? Once everybody quits talking about it, then I'll go and watch it.
I'm a Fire TV guy, so I have, oh my gosh, there's so much that I can watch on that. I'm thinking of going to HBO Max, I'm thinking about, because I heard that everything that's coming out is audio described and will hit the theater just about the same time or the same time. So I think that's the way I'm going to go. So I don't foresee myself changing anytime soon.
No, I get that.
We have Disney Plus and we have Netflix, and mostly for my kids, because that was for a while what they watched. But now that they've got internet again, there's so much content on YouTube, and it's just like someone took this Minecraft game and has made like a little TV series out of just the characters in this game, and they will sit down like, what do you guys want to watch? Like, oh, let's watch this such and such. Unspeakable. What was that? Like, oh, it's this YouTube guy. I'm like,
that's amazing, Mike.
So, we have these options here, but for the most part, other than we're working on The Mandalorian right now, but other than that, they just want to watch YouTube. I'm like, I don't need to pay for that. What the heck?
Ah, Mandalorian. That's good.
They don't even know that. I don't think my kids even know that Apple has its own TV service and that it's available to them. I don't think they even know that.
How interesting. Oh, wow. Well, that's all right. You know, but, you know, I just want to let our listeners know that if you have been getting it for free, well, don't be shocked to see you lose it or whatever. You want to, if you want to keep subscribing to it, you're going to have to start paying for it now. And to AppleViz news, are we ready? So last month, AppleViz had the Hall of Fame induction.
Yes.
You know, these two apps, we put in two apps into the Hall of Fame, and both are well worth it. Overcast is our first one. I have been using Overcast forever. I absolutely love Overcast. I am surprised how many people really love Downcast better. And one of the things I was interested in, I was checking some numbers on my podcast, and I noticed that the Overcast is number one, as in those were the people using Overcast the most. Then there was Apple Podcasts, and then there was Downcast. So it was way down there. It was like half the percent, half of what Applecast was. So Overcast was well-deserved to be entered to the Hall of Fame. The other one is Cast Reader. I've only used it once as a trial. It's not something I really need to use every day, but for those that need to identify currency, this is the best one out there, hands down. If you guys are not familiar with this, the cool thing about this is that if I put it on mute and I read a cache, it'll just vibrate the denomination on it. So it'll just go bzz for like $1, and I go bzz bzz for like $5. You like the sound effects? Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Oh, yeah.
It vibrates three times for $10.
Get the app.
So it's kind of cool. So that way you can count money silently without it going $5, $10, you know, in a bus or grocery store.
I like when it goes like five times and it knows it's counterfeit and then it summons the police. You know, like emergency alert. Those are my sound effects.
Very nice. Now, if only those were actually used, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But Cast Reader and Overcast, congratulations to both of those developers. Yep. I love, and both of those won by a large margin, so it was well-deserved. So thank you so much for coming in and voting for that. There is one more announcement I want to make before we wrap this baby up, and that is there is a developer out there. Need some beta testers for a game. If you are familiar with the developers behind Fruit Pods, Wistopia, and Smash the Games, they are looking for a beta tester for their new game called Battlefruit. I was like, ooh, Battlefruit. What's it? It's supposed to be like a battleship with a lot more additional features. I was hoping they'd be like...
I'm not going to comment on that one at all.
I want to be like this. I am going to be Killer Banana or something like that.
I'm
no.
I'm
going to
be Lemons all the way in.
If you are interested in being a beta tester, check the show note out. And sure, it will be in there for you to go to. And it has a link in there how you can be a beta for that new game. And now we're going to the closing portion, guys. Is there any other news you want to talk about? Windows 11, anything? Wow, Windows 11 already. You believe that?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about Microsoft 11?
Oh, of course. I don't know what to think because we were told unequivocally. Blah, blah, blah. We are never going to change from Windows 10 to any other thing.
That's what Microsoft said, right? We are never going. And look at those guys. What do they do? It's like, as soon as all the government and businesses are over to 10, all right, we'll go to 11 now.
And one of the head guys from Microsoft, did you hear what he was going to do?
No.
What he did?
No.
He decided that he would invite Apple to have a... service called Message Plus. he wanted our, you know, Message Plus on Windows. He invited them. Let's use Message Plus. Isn't that the name of it?
iMessage.
iMessage.
Yeah, I did hear that they made that little remark at the very end, say, hey, we welcome Apple to come talk to us about putting iMessage.
Of course, that's what they're going to do. I mean, what a boom. But Apple's, I don't think they'll say yes.
No way.
Because,
no, that will never happen.
Never
happen. Well, Microsoft is trying to bring platforms, all platforms. Oh, you know, Linux, and now they want to put Android on Windows 11? I thought, ooh.
I hope it does, though, because there was the whole thing about you being able to make a FaceTime link that then anybody could open a browser on any sort
of
device.
That's going to
happen. So maybe.
Yeah.
I don't have high hopes for it, but.
Yeah, that's kind of a half big kind of a compromise, right? It's like, I won't give you full access to everything we have on FaceTime, but I will be able to let you join me in FaceTime.
Yeah, how about just a link that makes you connect to our servers anyway?
That way you can't do anything but just watch us while we can do everything.
And just so everybody knows out there, I'm finally going to test out a new phone, a Pixel 5 Android. My work is letting me give one a test run for as long as I want it.
Yeah, you gonna drop your iPhone 12?
No.
You're gonna have one on the left holster and the other one in the right holster on your hips?
Seriously, it's become that way because my students all, for some reason, all the students I work with have Android phones.
Well, I'm really excited. I want to hear about
and
your
Tom
experience.
Knows this already.
Yeah, I do.
We've talked about that.
When are you gonna get that?
This
next
week,
month
it looks like.
No, okay.
This week.
So within the next month or so, you'll be able to kind of give us a little blow by blow, like how bad it's been or great it's been and stuff.
Yep.
All right. Yep. So you heard it here. We're going to be able to talk to Randy about Beyond Apple stuff.
Yeah, you better go buy GoogleVis.com really quick.
Google Viz. Yeah, you can do Android Viz. Droid Viz. Yeah.
Let's hope DoorDash is on there and can be easily accessed. That's all I care about.
Yikes.
God.
I did that recently. I was like, this sucks.
Oh, hasn't accessibility been terrible on it?
Yeah, it's bad.
Here we were talking about how great this was about 6 months ago. Now it's like, what in the world? They trash.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
that's
of
terrible.
Them, DoorDash and Grubhub and the horrible accessibility on those apps.
That's a shame. I do want to tell people that I did try Spotify Green Room. This is the this is a competition to the Clubhouse and Twitter Spaces. It has got so many unlabeled buttons on there. I was able to get into a room and such, but there's no way I could get on the stage or anything because it was just so complicated and lots of missing buttons and stuff. I hope that will turn around and be more accessible. I'll keep you posted, but right now Clubhouse is still the way to go. But have you noticed the Clubhouse traffic just like plummeted?
Oh yeah,
it's like not nearly as active as it used to be. Not
and
that
I knew it would, but sometimes I see the same amount of people on all day and all night long. I say, why?
I just don't have time. I wish I did.
I don't either.
I just don't have time, guys. I wish I did. I wish I can give you 20, 30 minutes, but you know darn well that you're not on there for 20, 30 minutes if you get stuck in there. I will be on there from time to time. We're still going to have our AppleViz events on there every second Saturday of the month, so we'll be coming up soon in July, so be sure to check that out. But it's great to have you both back. Here we are for June Unleashed, guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I'm sure glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Great to have you back too, Mike. It's wonderful. Well, enjoy your new home there, Mike, and I hope
you
get everything unboxed. Did you get everything unboxed?
Pretty much at this point.
Man.
There's only like one. That might be where my watch is. There's one like plastic tub under my bed.
I'm impressed. It seems like every time I move, there's always a few boxes that I just like, I'll just put in the closet, and then I never get to it.
Yeah, I am. The house that I just left, most of the any free space is kind of like that. It's just stuff everywhere. So I came down here. Like if something doesn't have a place, it's not going to be here.
True.
So I'm just keeping it clutter free.
Alright, so, well,
how does it feel to have the internet back again?
Ooh, it's, civilization.
I love it. It's great. And I walk outside and, like, meet people. Like, there's just people out there, and I can actually, like, walk places. It really has been great.
And what state are you in now?
I'm same state. I'm just down the in the valley now. I'm just west of Boise.
He's in a civilization area where he got real internet connection. He can actually watch Netflix if he wanted to.
I can. Wow.
That's impressive.
Fiber.
Fiber? You got fiber?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, doggy.
Great, huh?
Yeah, it's great.
Nice, nice. Excellent. Well, I'll see you both for next month, guys. This is Thomas Dava, also known as Anonymous, and this is for
Randy
Apple
Rasek,
News.
Otherwise known as nothing.
What? Apple
News.
Well, you heard it here first, Mr. Nothing. And then there's Mike. Excellent.
Hey, just me.
Just plain me. Plain old me, yeah.
Bye-bye, guys.
Feel free to contact the Apple Vis Unleashed team with feedbacks, tips, or questions at unleashed@aplevis.com or call 1-816-774-1668. This Apple Vis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in sources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.